Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the second annual West End United Methodist Church Variety Art Show, presented by the Drama, Visual Arts, and Music Ministries, and the Fourth Story Theater. Can you lift the cue cards a little higher, please? No? I mean, come on. I'll give you a cookie, I promise. Kids, right? Oh well, I'm totally off script now. We've got a great bunch of performers for you this afternoon doing a bunch of great stuff. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. So without further ado, enjoy the show.
This is Erwin Fisher, and I have a reading written by Amanda Gorman called The Hill We Climb. It's been slightly revised for time. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace, and the norms and notions of what just is isn't always justice. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes, not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true, that even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped, that even as we tired, we tried, that we'll forever be tied together, victorious, not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lighten the blade, but in all the bridges we've made, that is the promise to glade. The hill we climb, if only we dare, it's because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we stepped into and how we repair it. This is the era of just redemption. We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be. A country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain: if we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than one we were left with. We will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise through the gold-limbed hills in the west. We will rise from the windswept northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked south. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Maggie, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm going to show a time-lapse of me building a chair with my 3D pen.
Hey y'all, I'm glad to be with you for the COVID Cabaret 2021. I'm going to be playing the banjo for you again, and I'm hoping that since I'm recording from home, that I'll be a little less nervous and I won't miss quite as many notes. And I'm not in front of a live studio audience, which helps, but we'll see how it goes. I'm going to be playing a piece by Mr. Earl Scruggs called Train Number 45. And even though I was tempted to dub over Earl Scruggs playing over my hand motions, I decided to be honest. So you get the real me playing Train Number 45, and hopefully at some point in the middle of this piece, you'll be able to hear the train coming. So let's see how it goes.
My name is Hannah Fletcher Page, and I am going to be doing a visual interpretation of a poem by E.E. Cummings. I bought this book for my husband when we were dating, and now I get to read it to my daughter. And I've always loved the poem, Open Your Heart, and I decided to make it into a puppet show. So, I hope you enjoy.
Open your heart. I'll give you a treasure of tiniest world, a piece of forever, with summitless, younger than angels, are mountains. Rivery forests, towerful towns. Queen, poet, king, float, sprout, heroes of Moonstar. Flutter to and swim, blossoms of person, through musical shadows, while hunted by demons. Seethe, luminous leopards on wing feet of thing fear. Come, ships go. Snowily sailing. Perfect silence. Absolute ocean.
My name is Genevieve Weiss, and I am 11 months old, and I like to dance. Are you dancing?
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. Seeing my father in me, guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about the family life.
My father in me, guess that's how he's meant to be. And I find I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father.
Looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed, when I could not take hold of his old-fashioned ways. And the more I tried to prove him wrong, the more I proved him right. Now I know why he still stood by me when I went through that stage.
I'm seeing my father in me, guess that's how it's meant to be, and I find a I'm starting to see my father in me.
Yeah, I'm happy to see
my father in me.
Standing up for homeless poor women and men.
politics and religion till the Lord had about enough of him. When it all went south, when they brought him in, his dad stood by his son and said, "Boy, I'll never run out of love. You're my flesh and blood. Nothing's ever gonna change that truth. I'd sacrifice, pay any price. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do out of love for you. A wooden cross, a thorny crown, sunless sky, shaking ground, stripped, hung, finished, dug, and heaven welcomed God's only Son. Out of love, out of love, he's your flesh and blood. If you need him, he'll be here for you. Nothing in this world he wouldn't do out of love for you. Out of love for you. Out of love for you.
My name is Peter Weiss and I'm 9 years old, and today I'm making a time lapse of me making my Lego castle.
Brushed away my tears. She had those hugs that don't let go. As a child, I never knew that she was slow. But growing up, I noticed sometimes people turned away, like they didn't see her or hear what she had to say. Why they did that, Edna didn't know. 'Cause Edna always smiled and said hello. And Grandma never questioned why Edna was just part of God's plan, sent to help her fellow man and to teach her something everyone should know. How to look right in your eyes and say hello. Then when Grandma's painful joints kept her from getting round, Edna was her arms and legs, and we'd walk into town. Me, I was her shadow as she'd go. And she taught me songs she didn't even know. Edna wasn't made like you and I. She was just part of God's plan, sent to help the fellow man and to teach us something everyone should know. How to look right in your eyes and say hello. Wednesday, she and Grandma hung the washout on the line. They'd rush to beat Miss Donovan, who hung hers out at 9. And then they'd share a little something sweet. Oh, and Edna's same three stories she'd repeat. You and I. She was just part of God's plan, sent to help the fellow man and to teach us something everyone should know. How to look right in your eyes and say hello. Say hello.
When all your hopes are shattered and you feel like your soul is sealed, dreams don't seem to matter, your heart is bruised and battered, you can't feel anything. Love anyway, love anyway. When your world has gone to hell, no story left to tell, love.
have to tell love anyway.
Wow, bravo, that was amazing. Another round of applause. That was great. But I gotta tell you, I kinda missed Ed Zinkowitz's crazy spoons. But hopefully he'll be back next year. Hopefully we'll all be back next year. Thank you to all of our talented performers and everyone who helped make this possible. Stay tuned, there's more to come from the Fourth Story Theater and our arts ministries this year. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay safe and healthy. And y'all come back now, you hear? I'm out of here.